Good evening. Welcome to Digging Deeper, a ministry of Green Valley Baptist Church in Lebanon, Virginia. I am Dr. Don R. Zampona, the pastor at Green Valley Baptist Church, and we thank you for joining us this evening here on Digging Deeper on the Living Faith Television Network. Well, family and friends, I want to share with you tonight a message that is of great importance in this hour in which we live, because it's soon going to take place, and that is to be talking about the rapture. And we just cannot talk about the rapture of the church enough. And if we get opportunity tonight, we'll talk about the rapture and the crowns. But if not tonight, we'll get into the crowns next week. But I want to share with you from Matthew's Gospel, the 25th chapter. This is what God's Word says to us. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say to you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Well, I want to share with you that the series of Left Behind novels and movies made a few years ago has stirred the hearts of many, and you may be one of those hearts. And as you can expect, it prompted a lot of questions from a lot of people, and there are three questions that come quickly to my mind. The first question many wonder about is the rapture for real? And the answer to that question is found in the Holy Scriptures, and it is a resounding yes. Second question that arose in the hearts of many was, will the rapture be followed by a time of divine judgment on the earth? And again, the answer to that from the Holy Scriptures is a resounding yes. And it is one of the reasons Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote to the church at Rome and to us today these words. Romans 13:11, he said, that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we believed. And then that third question that everybody wondered about, and the third question that every person in every nation of the world should ask is this, will I be left behind? And that answer depends on what each person has done in relation to Jesus Christ. You see, tonight from our scripture reading, we found and we discovered that there were 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins, and they just mirror the people of the world today. There are many who are wise who have considered that they need to be ready for the Lord's soon return, and yet there are also those 5 unwise virgins who represent the foolish people of the world who never stop to consider the fact that they need to find salvation in Jesus Christ now, not later, because when Jesus comes, there will be those who will be left behind. And Jesus will say to them exactly what he said to these 5 foolish virgins here, I know you not. And so you need to consider this question. Have you repented of your sin and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Because, friend, the truth of the matter is, if you answer that question with no, I have not done a thing with Jesus, then you will be left behind when Christ takes his church out of this world. You bow your heads with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word to us tonight from this passage of Scripture. Lord, you are reminding us of our need to be wise. The most important decision any of us will ever make is the decision of what we are going to do with Jesus Christ. Lord, we need to understand that we cannot sit on the fence and say, I'm not going to do nothing with Christ, for Lord, that is making a decision not for Christ. And Lord, for those who have rejected Christ, we plead on their behalf with our Father who is in heaven. And Lord, we pray because your word says, unless the Father draws them, they cannot come. And Lord, we pray that your Spirit would go forth and you would send your Spirit forth to draw men and women and children unto Christ. Oh Lord, would you bring many souls to the kingdom through the preaching of your word. And we pray this tonight in Jesus' name, amen. Well, there are several things that God wants us to know, and he wants to speak to us tonight. And the first is this. What is the rapture? And again, one cannot find the word rapture in the Holy Bible. So how do I know it's for real? First of all, the person who claims the word rapture is not in the Holy Bible is absolutely 100% correct. It is not in there, but the term rapture comes from the Latin word meaning a carrying off, excuse me, a carrying off, a transport, or a snatching away. And this concept of the carrying off or the rapture of the church is clearly taught in the Holy Bible. It is a real event that, as we have been talking about, is imminent, meaning that it could happen at any moment. And the reason we can say imminent is because there is no more prophecy left to be fulfilled for the church in the present age of grace. All church prophecy, friend, has been fulfilled. So Christ can come for his church at any moment. And so this means that the rapture of the church is the event in which God will snatch away all believers from off the face of the earth in order to make way for his righteous judgment to be poured out on the earth during the tribulation period. Do you realize that the rapture is described in both the Old and the New Testament? Now, the primary texts are found in the New Testament because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain of the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Well, that's just one passage. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 54, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And in the final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 10, we read, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. So understand, the rapture will involve an instantaneous transformation of our bodies to fit us for eternity. We know that when Christ appears, the Bible clearly says we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is, according to 1 John 3:2. Moreover, the rapture is not the second coming of Christ. There are two distinct prophetic events. You see, at the rapture, the Lord comes in the clouds to meet his church in the air, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 17. When Christ comes at his second coming, he descends all the way to the earth to stand on the Mount of Olives, resulting in a great earthquake, followed by a defeat of God's enemies, according to Zechariah chapter 14, verses 3 and 4, where we read, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Now Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 and 51, behold, I show you a mystery. Now why did he write that? Because in the Old Testament, the doctrine of the rapture was not taught. That's why Paul called it a mystery, referring to the fact that the Old Testament is revealed in the New. And yet every verse of Holy Scripture must be able to uphold the weight of the whole Bible. So while the doctrine of the rapture was not taught, the evidence and example of the rapture are clearly seen. For example, in the book of Genesis, the Bible speaks of a man named Enoch, Genesis 5, verse 24, and this is what is said. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And again, like I've mentioned before, I kind of picture Enoch lacing up his sneakers one day to go for a walk with God because he walked with God daily. And somewhere along the path, God says to Enoch, you know, Enoch, we're closer to my house than yours. You might as well come home with me. Well, family and friends, that's the rapture right there. One day, if you're walking with God and you've professed to know Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're walking with God, because the moment you give your heart to Jesus, you begin a walk with him. You're held and kept by the power of his Holy Spirit. And one day, God just may say to you, we're closer to my house than yours. Why don't you just come home with me? But then we can't forget Elijah either. The Bible says of Elijah, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And it came to pass, as they went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And so, while the doctrine of the rapture is not taught in the Old Testament, the picture of the rapture is clearly seen. The rapture of the church is a glorious event every child of God should be longing for, should be looking for. For in that moment of rapture, we will finally be free from sin. and we will be in the presence of our Lord, safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, friend, we'll be leaning on his everlasting arm for all eternity. You know, there's no reason to debate over the meaning and scope of the rapture, because it is clearly taught in God's holy word. The rapture is a comforting doctrine full of hope. Thus, as Titus 2:13 encourages every Christian, we should be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, I hope you got your eyes upward. I hope you got your ear to the ground. I hope you're looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believers in Jesus Christ are taken in the rapture. But what about unbelievers? What about the person who refuses to believe in the Bible, who refuses to accept Jesus Christ? What will happen to them? What does the Bible say? Well, sadly, the Bible says they will be left behind when the rapture occurs. And we read that here in our text. The five wise, well, they were in Christ. When the groom came, they went with him. The five unwise, they were like people in the world today who reject the message of salvation, the message of hope, the message of Christ. And what happened to them? He said, I know you not. I know you not. They weren't watching for him. They weren't looking for him. They were not ready for him. And when he came, then they wanted to go, but it was too late. It was too late. Now you need to understand something about those who are going to be left behind. Those who will be left behind at the rapture will face a quickly changing world. And the change will not be for the better. The Bible, again, describes what will occur in 2 Thessalonians, the very second chapter. I'm going to begin in verse 3. This is what Holy Scripture says. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The power of lawlessness, and we see it in our world today, has always been at work, but it's been held back. It's not been able to have its full vent, if you will, but a day is coming when the one who lets will be taken out of the way. What is it referring to? It's referring to the Holy Spirit of God and the church of Almighty God. All the Christians in this world who serve the living Christ. Every church building is a lighthouse in a dark world that is restraining the lawlessness that is taking place in this world. But friend, after rapture, the true church is removed from the earth, and the Holy Spirit's restraint will be taken out of the way. And at that moment, the world will have no born-again believers anywhere. All the Christian workers in hospitals, nursing homes, orphanages, rescue missions, relief agencies, they're going to be gone. Every Christian in law enforcement, social work, and health care, gone. And of course, many churches are going to sit empty. In addition to the great void in the service community, will be the commencement of God's judgment on a rebellious world. That's what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 6 through 16. God is going to judge this world. And do you know there are many today who don't believe that? But it's true. Understand what God says here. He says he is going to send them a strong delusion so that they will believe a lie. And the reason they're going to believe Satan's lie is because they would not believe in Jesus Christ and repent of their sins and put their faith and trust in his so great salvation. Instead, they rejected him. Instead, they laughed at preachers who preached about hell. They said, oh, I don't believe that. Hell's going to be a party. And there won't be no party. But foolish people do that, don't they? They make fun of that which is true and right. They laugh it off as if it's never going to happen, and all that is doing is taking pleasure in unrighteousness. And so the Bible clearly says they will be damned for eternity. Now, God's word gives strong encouragement to be certain you are not left behind. In fact, don't be left behind. There's no excuse you could give for being left behind. Make sure you're ready for the rapture, since the rapture could occur at any moment. Now, the rapture is for who? It is for believers, those who have repented of their sin. Jesus said in Luke 3 and 13, unless ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. And so you need to repent of your sin. The rapture is for believers. It is vital, if you are an unbeliever, that you repent of your sin and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. If you believe in him, you will not perish. Understand this. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved, and you need to be saved tonight. The Lord, just as we read here in this Bible, in the five versions, the Lord knows who are his, and the foolish virgins, the Lord knows who are not his. And the ones the Lord knows are his will not be left behind. He'll leave none of them behind. Those who are saved by faith in Jesus Christ will not be left behind in the rapture. The saved, again, are like the five wise virgins we spoke about here at the beginning of this message. Five were ready for his coming. Five were not. Are you ready for the rapture? Friend, you don't know the day or the hour. It could happen. It could happen before I finish the next sentence. It could happen tonight. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week. It can happen at any moment. It is imminent. Are you ready? Five had their lamps trimmed and burning and full of oil, a symbol of the Holy Spirit at home in the heart of the believer. Is the Spirit of God living in your heart tonight? If he is, you will resonate with this message. you will say, hallelujah, Jesus is coming soon. I am ready. But if you're uncomfortable with this message, it's a good sign that you're not ready. And if the Spirit of God is not living in your heart, do not delay for another moment. The matter is urgent. The rapture is imminent. Repent and receive Jesus Christ tonight. Family and friends, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. This verse of Scripture reminds us that while all hell is breaking loose on earth and those who've been left behind, believers will be in heaven getting prepared for the wedding supper of the Lamb. We'll be appearing before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will be rewarded for the things we have done for Christ with the right heart motives. John wrote in 2 John 8, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. That phrase, look to yourself, means that a believer needs to take heed. Well, we need to close this message, and there's so much more to say, and we'll continue it next week. But if you're uncomfortable and your heart's been stirred tonight because you know you're not ready, the matter is urgent. You need to repent. You need to be saved. And God is giving you another opportunity. That's why you've been watching this program. Don't think you yourself chose to watch this. The Spirit of God, God is trying to draw you. He has brought you to this time that you might hear one more time. It might be given one more opportunity to repent. And if you'd like to do that, bow your head tonight and simply pray after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I am in need of your saving grace. I have fallen far short of your glory. But Lord, right now I am repenting of my sin and I am trusting in that promise, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I am a whosoever calling on your name. Save me, Jesus, and grant me the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer tonight, you rest assured you're saved. On the screen now are ways you can connect with us and let us know of your decision. We hope to hear from you soon.